Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Women are twice as good at men at making friends for life. One third of women say their best friend in adulthood was someone they met back at school. Men were more likely to make friends in university or at work. Both agreed that despite how many Facebook friends they may have, they only had about 5 close friends in real life. A growing number of people admit they're using social networks to reconnect with people they knew back as kids. A man who shook a baby to the point of causing permanent brain damage is facing charges for the child's death at the age of 18. Brian Wiggin died 4 years ago after 18 years of being unable to walk, talk, see, or cry. Bruce Watson, who's now 46, was charged with second-degree murder after an autopsy determined the death was a homicide. He says he shook the baby because he had started crying and wouldn't stop, then threw him onto a love seat and heard a snap. Watson served time a decade ago after pleading guilty in 1991 to second-degree assault. It isn't clear why he's facing charges 4 years after the death. Food safety advocates want to know the name of the melon farm in Indiana that's recalled cantaloupes contaminated with salmonella. The salmonella outbreak killed at least 2 people and sickened about 140 others, including about 30 who have been hospitalized. Indiana health officials issued an advisory last Friday telling people to discard any cantaloupes they bought on or after July the 7th. So far, all the public knows is that the contaminated fruit was grown in the southwestern region of the state.